I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace. That's what U.S. President Donald Trump wrote in a private text message to Norway's Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre days after threatening sweeping tariffs on European allies who oppose his plan to take over Greenland. Turns out it's all about the Nobel Peace Prize. Dear Jonas, considering your country decided not to give me the Nobel Peace Prize for having stopped 8 wars plus, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace, although it will always be predominant, but can now think about what is good and proper for the United States of America. Denmark cannot protect that land from Russia or China. And why do they have a right of ownership anyway? There are no written documents. It's only that a boat landed there hundreds of years ago. But we had boats landing there also. I've done more for NATO than any other person since its founding. And now NATO should do something for the United States. The world is not secure unless we have complete and total control of Greenland. Thank you, President DJT. This is what Norway's Prime Minister sent to Trump first in a message from him and the Finnish President. Dear Mr. President, dear Donald, on the contact across the Atlantic, on Greenland, Gaza, Ukraine, and your tariff announcement yesterday, you know our position on these issues, but we believe we all should work to take this down and de-escalate. So much is happening around us where we need to stand together. We are proposing a call with you later today, with both of us or separately. Give us a hint of what you prefer. Best, Alex and Jonas. Norway's Prime Minister says he's told Trump repeatedly that the Nobel Peace Prize is awarded by an independent committee, not the Norwegian government.
Jeg har ikke tenkt å gå inn og kommentere hver setning i den SMS-en. Han veldig opptatt av Nobelprisen. Og jeg har forklart han lenge at det en pris som deles ut av en norsk komité, ikke av en norsk regjering. Og det kan jeg gjerne gjenta. Men jeg mener jo alle... Jeg har jo ment at hvis ledere veldig opptatt av fredsprisen, så ikke det noe dårlig sak. For det betyr at de opptatt av å gjøre noe som kvalifiserer for at den prisen som handler om fred kommer til dem. Men det er altså noe ikke jeg tar beslutninger om, og det er nødvendig å understreke.